Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
Thank you so much for spending time with me today. Today, I would like to give you some advices in the area of being in the ministry or leadership. I have served God for more than 30 years now, and God has used me to be a senior pastor and leading different groups of people. I have made so many mistakes in my life. I'm learning, growing, repenting, and I don't want to repeat the same mistake again and again. Some of you are new leaders. Some of you just come into the ministry only for a few months or a few years. You may be a care group or home group leaders. You may be a leader in the worship team, maybe usher leader, or you can be the leader in the church. You may run a big church, a small church, or children program. As church leaders or leaders in the body of Christ, we need to know how to handle the conflicts between the team members or your members in the church. I would like to give you some advice here from the biblical point of view. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 17, the Bible says, "Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brothers. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector." In the church community or in any team or gathering of people, there will be always some misunderstanding or offenses or conflicts because people came from different backgrounds. People have different level of maturity, expectation, culture. Because we come from the different cultural backgrounds and different level of maturity, there will be always some misunderstanding or conflicts. Some people may make mistakes and offend you. Somebody may do something that you misunderstand their action. In fact, they are sincere. They did not do anything wrong. But your interpretation is that he is wrong. Therefore, this thing may happen in the congregation or in the community of believers. As leaders, sometimes people may report to you that that person so-and-so offends her or maybe do something to cause her to stumble and want to leave the church and want to give up on God. The best way to handle this is that according to the scripture in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 17, you encourage the person who got offended or stumbled by the action or the words of another person to go directly to the person that offends her or him and talk it out, have a loving, humble communication. And that is the best way. You should not get involved directly. Don't be a middleman who bring the issue from that person who was offended and then talk to the other person because you don't know the whole story. You must listen to both sides. Don't try to be a middleman talking between two persons back and forth. You should let them talk first. If they cannot come into agreement or reconciliation, then that person can bring you in as a mature person or leader and try to resolve the conflicts as soon as possible. Maybe the conflicts and the offense happened by misunderstanding. The other person never did anything wrong, but the one who talked to you got offended. So let's talk it out, forgive one another, and move on. Shake hands, hug each other, forgive one another. That is the best way to handle. Okay? Don't try to be the person who bring message from this person, talk to this person, back and forth. That is not the biblical way. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called son of God. James chapter 3, verse 18. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. The key is this. Everyone is valuable in the eyes of God. Everybody has some weaknesses and make mistakes, including me. Therefore, the spirit in the church should be peacemaker, the spirit of a peacemaker. When the conflict happens, instead of gang up with a group of people to hate another person, you should try not to get people involved and try to make peace with that person as soon as possible. Resolve the conflict and the offense ASAP. Try to reconcile. You yourself as leader, you should try to be peacemaker. Don't take side. Don't have the attitude of judgment, criticism, or say, I like this man more than this man. You love everyone equally. And try to bring the spirit and the atmosphere of peace and righteousness back into the church. Encourage every member in your care to seek God. Don't look at man. Every man makes mistakes and has some weaknesses. Encourage everybody to come to church and come to the meeting to seek God, seek the Word, and seek the Holy Spirit. And try not to be a judge, to criticize, and also fight fault with other people. Always look at each other in a positive way. Always encourage this all the time in the group to train people's mind to think that way, that I come to church to seek the Word, seek God, love people, positive, look at the good thing at other people. I will ignore some weaknesses and pray for that person instead of being offended or feel hatred or want to come against another person. Everybody should be a peacemaker in the body of Christ. Amen. I believe that this principle that you learned today will really keep the church of God moving on and growing and giving glory to the Lord. I pray that you receive this teaching and you will put it into practice. Thank you again for spending time with me. I come back next time to see you again with the next ministry advice. And I believe that God will bless your ministry, bless your family. I am Pastor Da, loved you, and hope to see you one day in a very near future. God bless you. Thank you so much.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.